Harper Audio presents The Cocktail Waitress by James M. Cain. Performed by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. I first met Tom Barclay at my husband's funeral, as he recalled to me later, though he made so little impression on me at the time that I had no recollection of ever having seen him before. Mr. Garrick, the undertaker, was in the habit of calling student aid at the university for boys to help him out, but one of the chosen that day, a junior named Dan Lacey, couldn't come for some reason, and his father asked Tom as a favor to go in his place. Tom, though he'd graduated the year before, did the honors with me, calling for me and bringing me home in a big, shiny limousine. But he rode up front with the driver, so we barely exchanged five words, and I didn't even see what he looked like. Later, he admitted he saw what I looked like. Not my face, as I was wearing a veil, but my beautiful legs, as he called them. If I paid no attention to him, I had other things on my mind. The shock of what had happened to Ron, the tension of facing police, and the sudden, unexpected glimpse of my sister-in-law's scheme to steal my little boy. Ethel is Ron's sister, and I know quite well it's tragic that as a result of surgery she can never have a child of her own. I hope I allow for that. Still and all, it was a jolt to realize that she meant to keep my Tad. I knew she loved him, of course, when I went along with her suggestion, as we might call it, that she take him until I could readjust and get back on my...